The Ben Ish Chai writes in Parashat Pekudeh, Sarich lezair meod bekriyat shema sha'al amita. The kriyat shema that we say before we retire at night. V'yachat min arba kriyot shema shehayav adam bechol yom. There's four kriyat shema that a person is chayav to say every day. There's the kriyat shema of the korbanot. There's the kriyat shema of Birkat Yotzer. There's the kriyat shema of arbit. And the kriyat shema before a person goes to sleep at night. V'ya ketana shemem b'madregot. That's the smallest in the levels of kedusha or in levels of spirituality. That's the lowest. The second is kriyat shema of arbit. The third is the kriyat shema of korbanot. So show you how important the kriyat shema of the korbanot is. And of course the highest kriyat shema of the day is the kriyat shema of yotzer. וכאשר ביארנו להם, ודעקה, שמעט שהוא קורא קריאת שמע על המיטה, על הרוב השינה בין עיניו. Most of the time when he's saying the Shema, before he goes to sleep, he's already drowsy, and he's sleeping already. ואיקה למחש פן יבלע, תיבות ואותיות. We're worried he might swallow the words, or he slurred the words. ולכן צריך תגבורת גדולה בעת ההיא, להתאזל לקרותה כראוי. So you need to gird yourself with extra strength in order to read the Kriyat Shema properly. V'seder Kriyat Shema zu im kol ha-pesukim asher yachim lan nitparshu b'davrei rinu ha'ari b'shar ha-kavanot v'nitpesu b'sidurim. He says, I'm not writing all the seder for you. Go look in the sidur. But I'm going to give you a few kavanot, he says, that are worthy to have. Right before he goes to sleep, he says the pasuk b'yadecha Afkid ruhi, padita oti, Adonai el emet. So he says, when he says the words biyadecha afkid ruhi, it's lashet tevot be'er biyadecha afkid ruhi. Gam yechaven b'lashet tevot padita oti Hashem is pe aleph yud padita oti Hashem, which we know is the same lashet tevot as poteach et yadecha, which we know equals 91, which we know is the havaya adanut. V'shem samech alef lamed as well. Haramuz betevot atas seted li. V'harher bepasuk azev rashi tevot shilo ad shiishan. So you should think of that pasuk. V'yadecha afkid ruhi. Think of the rashi tevot be'er. And then pe alef yud. Keep on thinking of the pasuk over and over again until he falls asleep. La'ama ares she'enu yodei lomar pesukim. He doesn't want to say pesukim before he goes to sleep. He turns on the television. V'chein isha she'ena yodat yomru b'fiyem otiyot alfa beta. Just let them say alef bet gimal dalet he vav zayin. Right? Just let them read the letters of the alphabet. Or Baruch Adonai le'olam, amen v'amen. Baruch Adonai le'olam, amen v'amen. Instead of counting sheep, let them say pesukim. At least they should fall asleep mitoch devrei Torah. But at least it should be devrei Torah on their tongue before they fall asleep.